Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if I can find this one. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me here to Tallinn. It is a pleasure. And as a Dane, I would like to thank the citizen of Tallinn next year. Next year, I'm not quite sure if you know that, but next year is 800 years ago since the Tallinn people gave birth to the Danish flag. So thank you for that. That has not really anything to do with electric vehicles, so let's move on. I'm the chairman of ChooseEV. ChooseEV is an electric mobility operator. We are a commercial business. We are in this year for the money, where we try to combine the money with the energy sector, the car industry, and of course the environment. To give you a quick view into what it is we're talking about in ChooseEV, I want to give you a picture of who we are. We are owned by two energy companies and a car rental company. The two energy companies is semi-public, owned by the state and the customer. And the rental car company is on the stock exchange in Germany. We are a little company, as you can see, with less than 50 people. The 32 employees up there is not enough. We have around 50 people today. We're growing very fast. We have a lot of young, intelligent people in our organization. I'm absolutely the oldest one and the less smartest. And one of the things which was very positive for me yesterday when I arrived to Estonia was an explanation about how many young talents in the engineer industry and the IT industry you have here in Estonia. And those guys are the people which we're using in the EV industry, and those guys will be a need in the future. As any other company, we have different goals. I don't want to go into too much details of that, but one of them is to be sure that when a customer is buying an EV in Denmark or wherever we are, in whatever country we are, they're able to use the electric vehicle right. Because the electric vehicle cannot just be put on the street and drive around. It needs a type of support. And if you also want to drive eco-friendly, you also need to have an EMO to support you in that direction. Our business model is based on three legs. We have the consumer-oriented product, which is based on a subscription. We have the energy sector focus, where we are talking about stabilization of the energy production. And when the speaker about wind energy was presenting, it, the electric vehicle and the wind industry love each other. There's a lot of benefits for both of them for the future. I would like to go into that a little bit later on. We also have development projects. Why do we have development projects? Because we are a commercial company. Simply because we do not know enough about the electric vehicles to be able to support and advise our customers enough. Whatever people who are trying to give you an impression that they know everything about electric vehicle, dream on, they don't. The consumer-oriented product is based on a subscription, consulting, and then a different financials and maintenance product. The subscription is our main product in ChooseEV, and this is the product which you as a customer will be presented when you are thinking about buying or leasing an electric vehicle. A subscription including an intelligent charger, access to a nationwide network of charging. You need to be able to charge your car outside your home. Whatever we're talking about, that 90% of all charging will be done at home or at your company address, you also need to be able to offer charging outside. You will also have different smartphone applications. As an example, which are always very good, if you're going to visit someone somewhere in an office building downtown Tallinn, and you're arriving in your EV, you have to be a little bit sure about where there is a charging point for your car. You probably already know that, but you also need to make a reservation of the charging point so that you are sure when you're going to arrive to your location in Tallinn, you're also sure that the charging point is free and is available to charge your vehicle. The energy sector-oriented product is, that's where the big money are. We, as you can see here, we are setting charging points up. This is from one of the big shopping malls in Denmark. The next one is a quick charger. And as you can see, it's an ABB quick charger. The first one in the Nordic region, which were established in Copenhagen downtown. The DC charger is the future, no doubt about that. We can charge a car for 100 kilometers in around 15 to 20 minutes. An AC charger, the first one, takes about 4 to 8 hours to full charge a car there. But it'll be necessary, both of them. The third legs on the energy part of 2CV is grid management related services. And this is where we are stabilizing the energy production. As you are familiar with wind power, the wind is not always blowing as we want it. And you're also familiar with that we're using electricity up and down during the day, but we're producing more or less a stable production in 24 hours per day, but we're using it differently. When you are locking your EV into the charging network at home or at your company or in downtown Tallinn, we are aware of that. We can see that. We can see what the capacity of your battery is, so we can start charging whenever the power in the net is cheap or green. At the same time, when there's a high demand for power in the nets, and if there's no green or cheap power available, we can take the power out of the battery again and put it into the system. That means that we use the car batteries as a type of storage for the power whenever we need it in the real world. We also have a network, as I mentioned before. This is another shopping center, and this is still our quick charge. We are establishing charging points all over Denmark. For your information, we are establishing around 110 quick charge stations in Denmark. And have in mind that we are 5.5 million, and we are covering Denmark twice as much as necessary with DC charging. Why I'm giving you this information is that I was told yesterday that in Estonia you're going to install 250 DC chargers. That is nice, but it's way out of line. We do not know enough about electric vehicles. No one in the world knows exactly what the main benefit of the electric vehicle on for transportating us from A to B or in relation to the energy net. We were simply not good enough a year ago to explain our customers, our investors, and our different cooperation partners what to do. So we decided to make a test. We call that test in Elbil, which is translated test and EV.dk. This is the largest EV project in Europe. We have 300 cars, which will be tested by 2,400 test users over the next over 2 years period. We're giving 10 cars to 33 communes around Denmark and ask them to give to their citizens, real-life people, the car for a 3 months period for them to test it. We are monitoring those people. On every step they make, we're collecting more than 3 million data every day from each EV. We know exactly when you're putting your foot to your brake on the EV. We know exactly when you're turning left and right. And if you're also using the speeder to come around, we also know that. We know when you are charging the vehicle, where you're charging the vehicle, and so on. We have already saved 39 tons of CO2 emission. And we are, as you can see, we can charge 16 times around the globe driving for 1 day's production of an 85 megahertz offshore wind turbine. This is so nice. In the real world, it's more for us to collect data to crack the EV code, but we are selling data to car manufacturers, to energy companies, and other companies which are related to the smart grid, simply for to be better to understand how we're going to introduce the electric vehicle into the markets. This is some of the data we are collecting, and this is some of the answer for some of the test pilots. They're saying we are getting. I don't know how many of you have been driving an EV, but it is a very positive experience. And as you can see here, Rikke from Næstved is saying, "I just love this car." Merit from Aalborg is probably saying the right thing. If only the price was more attractive, then there was no doubt that we would buy one now. And that is one of the issues for the time being. Why don't we have? Why don't we all drive electric vehicles? It's simply a matter of price. For the time being, we are figuring out, or we are expecting that the price of the cars will drop, not as quick as we hope, but you will probably see the same drop as you see in computers, mobile phones, and so on. We have just only started, not the presentation. We are nearly ending there, but I just want to give you an idea about volume in the electric vehicle. This is the numbers from Denmark. When we're talking about electric vehicles, we're also talking about plug-in hybrid cars. Not only 100% electric vehicles, but also plug-in hybrids who are driving the first 50-100 kilometers on a battery and then switch to another type of fuel. As you can see, in 2020, we expect in Denmark to have 20,000 or 80,000 electric vehicles and 90,000 plug-in hybrid. Also, plug-in hybrid need an infrastructure. Not a DC charger infrastructure, but an AC charge infrastructure, and so on. In 2020, it is going to be a rocket growth of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids after that. The market in Europe will start in 2013. Do not expect to see a bunch of vehicles in Tallinn streets in the next year, year and a half. But you need to prepare yourself, because it's not really you, it's the energy sector who need to prepare themselves. Because if suddenly they're going to arrive 1,000 cars to Tallinn and they're going to start charging at the same time, you will have no electricity Christmas night. Do the EV arrive to our market? Yes, they will. As I mentioned before, the prices are way too high now. Limit political conditions for EVs in place. I don't know if Estonia have made frame agreement for electric vehicles. I was told yesterday about the infrastructure, and I was told that the home nursery would have 500 cars in the next months. But you need some frame condition in relation to company car taxes, where you're allowed to charge. If you're charging your private EV at your company address, how do you going to be taxed, and so on and so on. All those things you need to work with the political decision makers simply to make it easier for the people who are going to introduce electric vehicles into the street, to make them an easier job. Tomorrow we expect 40% of all cars in Estonia to drive electric. That is not only a technical change, but it will also be a paradigm shift. And this is, I don't want to blame anyone here, but I'm sure that some of you were thinking, choose EV, what in the name of God is that for a name? And choose EV, of course, is choose an electric vehicle. But the name was chosen by 100 people, split up in three ages, age groups. And 90% of the young people below 25, chose choose EV as the name for our company. The people above 50 choose electric vehicles in Denmark.de or something like that. And to be quite honest, the paradigm shift is very, very difficult for people older who are used to drive an ordinary gasoline-driven car. It'll be much, much easier for the younger generation to accept to drive in an electric vehicle. And with that, do the EV have a future? Yes, we believe it has. Thank you very much.
Thanks. You know, just one thing came to my mind spontaneously. The EV in Estonia, it's the Republic of Estonia, Eesti Vabariik. So why not to talk about the Republic of electric vehicles?
That would be nice.
All right. But let's take some questions, if you have, please. Võtame küsimusi.
Ariane Sains from Platt. By 2020, how much carbon dioxide emission do you think you can offset with these cars?
That's a good one. We don't know that yet because we measure it in different way. But one of the things which I can give you information about is that when the charging network in Denmark have 100,000 electric vehicles plugged into the system, we can stabilize the energy production with around 15%. So it probably will be around 20-22% of CO2 we will be able to save. Good. I just want to say something here before I'm leaving. When we started QCV in Copenhagen, which is about two and a half year ago, it was a challenge. It was a challenge for not only for us as business people, but also for the political decision makers, simply because we didn't really knew what we were talking about. And by saying that, I'd like to invite any of the people who are involved in electric vehicles in Estonia to come to Copenhagen with a strategy about how electric vehicles going to work in your country, but also about how to build up an infrastructure. They're more than welcome to come to Copenhagen and hear about our experience, and we would also like to challenge each and everyone's strategy. Thank you.
Thanks. Nii, lähme edasi. Ja meie järgmine esineja räägib Tallinna säästva arengu kavast. Peep Pobul on Tallinna Keskkonnaameti keskkonnahoiu osakonna juhataja. Palun.